Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. We know from our study of Seder Zeraim that a non-Kohen who eats Truma, which he's not allowed to do, right? So in general, the halacha depends on whether he did it by accident or on purpose. If he did it by accident, b'shogeg, then the halacha is that he must replace the Truma with Chulin, plus 25%. So he has to replace, if he ate a pound of wheat, 3 ounces of wheat, let's say a pound's a lot of wheat. If he ate 3 ounces of wheat, then he has to replace it with, 4.5 ounces, right? 3 1/4 of 3. So 4.5 ounces of wheat. Probably would have been easier if I had used 4 as an example. Of course it was 4 ounces, then he'd have to pay 5. But he'd have to replace it with other wheat. And that other wheat that he replaced it with then becomes truma. If he did it on purpose, b'mezid, so then, first of all, he gets misa b'dei shamayim. God will kill him at some point. But also, like any gazlan, he stole something. So like any gazlan, he must repay what he stole. So our Mishnah, Mishnah Dalid, asks the question, what if it's Pesach and the truma that he ate is also chametz? Ha'ochel trumas chametz b'Pesach. If somebody eats truma that is chametz, and he's not a Kohen, on Pesach. So the halacha is, interestingly enough, b'shogeg, if he did it by accident, so then, meaning he didn't know it was truma. Mishalim Kerem Chumash. So the halacha is not different than the rest of the year. Right? He must replace the truma that he ate with 125% chulin, produce, which then becomes truma. Now, wait a minute, you're thinking. The truma now is chametz, so it has no monetary value. Why does he have to replace it? Because monetary value is not relevant in the case of a shogeg. It's not about money. It's about replacing the food with like food. And so since he has to replace the wheat, so the wheat that he has to give is also wheat. And therefore, the fact that the chametz has no monetary value is irrelevant. He still has to repay the full amount, plus 25%. However, b'mezid, if he ate the truma on purpose on Pesach, so he's still chayv misa b'dei shamayim, and not only that, he's also chayv kares because he ate chametz on Pesach. But in terms of the monetary payment, he doesn't actually have to pay anything. Patur mitashlamin. Why doesn't he have to pay anything? Well, because like any gazlan who stole something that no longer exists, because in this case he ate it. Right, so if a gazlan steals something which now no longer exists and he wants to do tshuva, he has to pay it back. But he can't give the thing back because it no longer exists. So he has to give its monetary value, the amount that it was worth at the time that it was stolen. So here, it's a little different because what he stole was chametz. And at the time that he stole it, the time that he ate it, he has to repay the monetary value of the thing that he stole at the time that he stole it. But since it's chametz on Pesach, it is worth nothing. It is has zero monetary value. And therefore, he has nothing to pay. He has to pay back zero, nothing. Not only that, he's also patur midamei etzim. Meaning, right, if he stole truma tmeya. So truma tmeya can't be eaten anyway. Right, truma, which is tamei, has to be burned. But a kohen is allowed to burn it in a manner that gives him benefit. So if it's oil, he can put it in his lamp. If it's some other kind of produce, he could throw it in the oven to fire up the oven and heat the oven. So you might think that at least the gazlan should the guy who ate it should pay that. No, he doesn't have to because it's on Pesach, you can't even use the chametz for that. So even the truma tmeya couldn't be used to light a fire, and it couldn't be used to light your candles, and it couldn't be used to heat the oven. And therefore, not only is he not responsible to pay for the food, he doesn't even have to pay its value as a fuel for the oven.